Hey besties.
Welcome back. This is episode
three.
And surprise, we're still talking about Tiffany's pregnancy.
No, I love that. A couple of things out last time that we remembered afterwards. And I was like, damn it.
Yes.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Speaking of, I want to get this out of the way. I know you're going to hate me, but I literally...
I'm scared.
Let's talk about how Tiffany traumatized Bryce.
I want to jump into that. We can't be like, how was your weekend? How are you? I haven't seen you in 3 days.
I have UTI, so that's how my weekend's going. I love that for me.
What I was thinking before we got into the room for the podcast, that we should title this podcast segment, you know how they all have titles, and be like, my son's stepmom... What was it? Damn, I forgot it. Something about, like, she traumatized my son. It's like the clickbait thing.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll name this episode. Tiffany traumatized, or whatever.
Bryce.
My ex's wife traumatized my son.
In my defense, I was the first one who said that I traumatized him. She didn't, you know, claim it out. I took full ownership. I knew he was traumatized before he got out of the car, and I had to call her and let her know. I'm like, you're going to have to pay for some therapy lessons.
Good. You should tell them what happened.
Oh my God. So this is a couple of weeks ago, I think, at this point. I think the boys only knew that I was pregnant for like about a week or two. And Megan was going to a concert, right? Mm-hmm. It was a concert you were going to?
Yeah.
So I had to pick up the boys. And for some reason, I don't know if the kids are like this with you or with me, but they're just very questioning.
Every day.
Children outside of school. They just ask a million questions. They're super hyper. They're jumping in the car. And I was in like a, what is that called? Like a, there's a thing for it. Like a something questions.
Like 20 questions?
Kind of. Like, you know when you're like...
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire questions. Boom, boom. That's what it was. Yeah. It was a vapor fire question segment with the fucking kids, and they surprised me. Was not expecting. I was tired. Probably woke up for a nap before I picked them up, and they were asking me questions. They started with if I knew it was a boy or girl. Super simple. Didn't know, so I had no idea. Mm-hmm. If I wanted a specific gender. I think Michael was like, which one would you prefer? And I was like, you know, I'd prefer a girl, but... I'd be happy with like either or whatnot, because you know I watch what I say with these kids. I'm not trying to have Michael, you know, telling a newborn child she didn't watch you. So said that I was, you know, whatever, and I think I made a joke. I was like, as long as it's not an alien, and he's like, well, why not?
Oh my God.
What did Bryce ask? Oh, Bryce was asking if the baby poops inside me, so am I walking around with a bunch of poop inside me? Which, you know, is a typical 6-year-old question, and I didn't know because I think I was telling Mike. I was like, I told the kids that the baby doesn't poop. And Mike was like, yeah, the baby poops in there. And I'm like, I didn't know that. No, so am I really walking around with little shits inside
me? No, the baby's first poop comes out when you give birth. It's called meconium.
So baby doesn't poop inside me? Mm-mm. Okay, well, now I'm getting misinformation. I just need to know if I'm walking around with poop or not. Nope. That isn't my own.
Baby's first poop comes out, which is why, like, when you're in labor.
And it has a name?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it look like
but
poop?
If the baby poops inside of you.
I know they can accidentally ingest it.
Which is why they can't poop, because it would be in the amniotic fluid and then they would be like drinking it.
Yeah.
Ugh. So a baby does not have, the baby does not poop in you.
I love that. Well, I think I told Bryce that the baby doesn't poop inside me because they thought it was really funny.
You need to tell Mike.
I will update that. And then Michael asked me if the baby is just like sitting down inside my belly or is the baby floating in midair? And I said the baby's technically kind of floating in water, which turned into like a 20-minute laughing session that they think the baby's just like freeballing its life inside. They were laughing and they were saying, you know, if I'm laughing, the poor baby's probably like spinning in circles and stuff. And I was like, not exactly, but kind of. Yeah. I'm like, you freaking crazy kids. And then Michael comes out with, I don't remember what the exact question was. Am I gonna have to be cut open to like have the baby? Which surprised me because I knew what he was referencing to. I just didn't know that he knew what that was, because I know you gave birth vaginally for both kids.
Yeah.
So I was so surprised when Michael said that, and I was like, no. And he was like, well, wouldn't you want to do that? Because that's so much easier. Which I'm also wanting to know where he gets that from, that it's so much easier to have a
C-section. Maybe it's because he's thinking that like
they just like cut the baby out rather than
pushing. You don't have to push and all that.
So he asked me that, and I said, honestly, because I'm trying to be honest with the kids, and I'm like, you know, I prefer not to have a C-section. I was like, because there could be complications and dangers for both mom and baby. I was an emergency C-section baby because I was dying or wrapped around the umbilical cord. So I told him it was dangerous. And he's like, well, how can it be dangerous? And I was like, you know, moms and babies can die from C-sections. Thinking nothing of it, just, you know, give the information, being as honest as possible, saying, you know, but whatever happens, happens. Did not know I gave Bryce a mini panic attack in the back seat. And Bryce is just quiet, processing all the information. And then I just hear it with his little mouse voice. He's like, I don't want you to have the surgery. And I was like, I'm not going to. And he was just so scared. If I have to have the surgery, then I'm just like going to die. And I was like, oh no. And I explained, I was like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have it or not. I was like, it's not, that doesn't mean you're going to die if you have it. You know, there's no, I'm like trying to save myself. And I'm like, damn, I don't have to tell Megan. Cause now Bryce is over there panicking about C-sections.
I know. And plus all that information after, like, cause that was around the same time I had my surgeries and stuff. Uh-huh. So he just,
I was trying to be honest, surgeries are like a big deal, like a dangerous thing, but I think all he equated to was like surgery equals death. Which I felt so bad for.
Yeah, I told him, I mean, I think it's because you said C-sections were like really dangerous, and so,
well, yeah, I said, I was like, cutting someone open is dangerous. Yeah. Because it is. I thought I was having a conversation technically with the 12-year-old, not the 6-year-old.
Technically, you can die from giving birth vaginally too, but I told him, I had to have a conversation with him, because if you guys watch our other like day in the life videos, like he mentions it like twice about how he doesn't want the baby to hurt Tiffany, and he's like very concerned.
He's not that excited for the baby to come out anymore.
Yeah, he's actually not. Yeah. Like he says in one of our, I think it was our video last week, he's like, I'm like, are you excited? And he's like, kind of. And I'm like, why? And he's like, I don't want the baby to hurt her. And I'm like, the baby's not going to hurt her. He's very concerned. And yeah, ever since then, his answer is like, kind of. It's like, I don't know.
I know. Definitely scared him with that.
Traumatized him for sure. But yeah.
I can't believe you. Didn't expect to be asked those questions. It's every single time in the car when I'm with them that I'm texting you that I'm like, hey, I'm like, I think I messed up. He was just so scared. I could see him in the back seat, and I was like, damn, I messed up. And I was like,
I try to be honest with them, which is why I knew that Michael knew what a C-section was, because I was a C-section baby. And I think Travis was as well. So, I mean, like, we have talked about it openly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't have a C-section, but I was supposed to have a C-section with Bryce. Mm-hmm. He actually was born, like, I was supposed to go in on like a Monday, and he was born the previous Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, and I think I was talking to Michael about it then, and he was like 6 years old, because I would have had, you know, like kind of like preparing him.
But that was like a planned C-section.
Yeah, right? Okay. They had a date and everything. Yeah. They were like, you're gonna come in, because he was a high risk. But he ended up coming early, so I love that for him.
I love that. I was trying to explain to Michael, like, because, you know, there's so many different instances for C-sections, you know, like a planned one when the baby's still in there, like an emergency one, like in my case. But by that time. And I think what happened, the question before the C-section was, how is the baby coming out? Because that's when I started with Bryce, that I was like, huh? Because, like, I get it with Michael, it would be, like, a lot easier. But Bryce was like, how is the baby coming out of you? And I was like, oh shit, I'm like, what did Megan tell them?
I've told them like the truth, like my kids, like, you know, when Michael was really little, I, you know, tried to do the whole like, oh, you know, just like making shit up, but it ended up being
out.
Yeah, like I pooped him out, like someone put a bean in my belly, like, and it just ended up not working. So I tell them, like, my kids know I have a period every month, especially with Bryce being in the freaking stall with me and stuff, like he sees things and, you know, whatever, I have a period and it means I'm not having a baby, basically, you know, and it only happens to girls and, you know, whatever. Bryce is asking, where's your penis? Like, why don't you have a penis? And I'm like, it's because I have a lady part. I don't have a penis, you know, and I'm like, that's where the baby comes out of. That's why mommies can have babies. Guys can't have babies because you guys have a boy part and I have a girl part. Just like, you know, so he knows the baby's coming out of there.
Well, it just took me by surprise.
Maybe he doesn't think that you have one because he's never seen it.
No, he ain't gonna see it.
Maybe he thinks you have a boy part. I don't know, but he knows there's no baby coming out of my butt.
I just didn't know like what words he knew, and I was just not, I did not want to be the person you know that story about the whole Michael and the gay thing that I thought I messed up. Like, yeah, I cannot be teaching these daddy. Kids. Michael was so little, and he asked me what gay was. And it was me. Again, I'm always in the fucking hot seat. Michael wanted to know what gay was, and I wanted to be as appropriate as possible. I said, you know, it's when a that's where I messed up. It's when a man, like, loves a man, because it was just, I think what, maybe Michael saw two guys together, and that's what made me think a man loves a man. I was like, super simple, love is love. Michael went around telling everyone that he was gay for his dad. And I was like, that I messed up. I was like, Megan's going to kill me.
Yeah, that's before we were, like, really close. But I didn't care. I mean, it is what it is.
So I didn't know if, like, Bryce knew what a vagina was. And then I go and say vagina, and then Bryce is going to be like, babies come out of vaginas, and tell the whole class, and then, you know, I'm in trouble all over again.
Yeah, that's why I don't say vagina yet.
That's why I was like, I wasn't sure. The lady at the Prego Expo, completely off topic, it was a doctor talking about vagina. And she was like, she grabs the mic and she's like, vagina's not a bad word. Vagina's a normal word. You have a head, you have ears, and you have a vagina. Because when she said head, vagina, shoulders, people knees, were kind of like, ooh, they were all shocked when she said vagina. She's like, it is a perfectly normal word. You do not have to be ashamed about it. And then she goes, vagina, vagina, vagina.
No, it's true. It's true. Well, I just started saying penis around Bryce. Remember, Bryce used to call it tiny whiny.
Okay, but that was adorable.
He'd be like, my tiny whiny. And I'm like,
okay. It wasn't tiny whiny. It was Maximus.
Tiny
whiny.
Can't be dealing with the tiny whiny anymore.
That was my favorite bonding moments, when Bryce would just talk about it with the deep voice for Maximus and the squeaky voice for tiny whiny. I would be in tears. And you would be like, Bryce, don't say that. And I'm like, I can't keep saying it. You keep saying it, boo.
Stop calling it a tiny whiny. I'm like, it's a penis. So
that used to be make my day.
For all these kids, I can't.
Now that was too cute. Let me be 30 years old saying that.
No, I didn't do it because of that. I did it because, you know, if something happens in school, God forbid, and we have to go to court. Apparently, I heard that you have to be able to, like,
name the parts.
Yeah, court won't take tiny whiny. Yeah. So, you gotta be able to, he did something to my penis or whatever. So, that's why I did that. So, take that note. Protect your kids.
Speaking of that, another completely on topic. You know, Michael's afraid of the word titties.
Michael's afraid of the word titties.
Mike said something, and Michael went up to me. He's like, yeah, Daddy said the T word. And I was like, what the? I could not, like, think of what the T word. And
Mike's maybe,
like,
thinks it's a bad word?
He's like, I told Michael, I was like, it's not a bad word. He's like,
I don't want to say it.
And Mike's like, just say titties. It's not a bad word. Titties. Titties, titties. And Michael was like,
why?
And I was like, you won't get in trouble. Like, I mean, if you think we're setting you up or not, I was like, it's just a word. And he will not. He says the T word. He avoids it at all costs.
So. He thinks he'll get in trouble. I don't know.
So. I think he thinks it's like a vulgar word. I'm like,
oh my God.
Or maybe it's weird to be like, titties. You know? I don't know. No idea. But you should ask him. Be like, what's that thing you got?
He doesn't got titties, though. Mike's got titties.
Or just show him the balls and be like, Michael, what are these?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was really, really scared. And I was like, it's not a bad word. It's just like, if anything, it's like a silly word. Yeah. Because it's really like breasts and stuff. But no, he was like, the D word. Daddy was talking about the D word. And I was like,
what D word? Testicles? I know.
It was titties.
Titties. Oh my God, that's funny. So anyway, we should talk about what are some things that you are worried about? What are some things you're worried about? I'll start. Okay. With the pregnancy. So
wait, are you gonna say things you're worried about me?
No. Okay, that we've talked about, but I was like, that'd be really good on the podcast. Pooping on the baby. Pooping while pregnant. Let's talk about that.
Let me reiterate. I'm not worried about pooping on the baby. That's not my fear.
Worried about someone seeing you poop.
I'm worried about if the doctor's seeing the poop. If the child gets pooped on, the child gets pooped on. It is what it is. What is that?
I don't think you can.
Circle of life.
I don't think you can poop on your baby, because your baby comes out the vag and the butthole is like at the bottom.
Yeah, if anything, the baby would land on the poop like a cushion.
So. You know the people who are always like, this podcast is so immature.
There goes our ratings again, even lower.
I'm going to have to put a disclaimer. But yeah, that'd be like, that's like a legit fear. I was trying to tell her, most women poop when you're giving birth. Like, that's literally how they tell you to push. And they don't let you eat beforehand or while you're there. So that you, there's a less chance that you poop. But, girl, people are going to see you poop.
My worry is because you told me, oh, it'll just be like one little pellet thing. But you know me, and it's not going to be just a little pellet thing. That's my concern.
They're going to wipe. They're going to take, they take like a little, and I know this from experience because your girl pooped, okay? They take a little rag and they just like wipe it.
They're going to be there for a minute. This is all I'm going to say.
You better hope you have an evening poop where you pooped everything out beforehand. Because if it's first thing in the morning, you're going to be like, oh no, it's actually time for me to go.
I'm very routine in my schedules for the bathroom. Yeah, that's, I think that's what concerned me, is when you were like, oh, it's just going to be a little bit. I'm like, when have I ever done a little bit? You know, bit Mike's going to be like
looking, Mike's going to be looking down there. He's nosy as fuck.
Mike's going to be like,
he's going to be like, what's going on? And he's going to see something. And he's going to be like, ow. Yeah, exactly. And he's going to call me in there and be like, Megan, I need you to clean Tiffany up.
I know. Every time Mike panics with any bowel movements that I may have done, he has to reach out for Megan.
Anything. Bowel is just poop, though. So oh. Pee, too. What, if Tiffany that? Pees herself, I have to clean her up every single time for years, not just when she was pregnant.
I know.
She throws up on herself. I have to clean her up. Like, it's a whole, it's a whole thing.
Well, we did a, what is it called? A poll. Not a poll. Kind of a poll. On Facebook and Instagram, asking people what their weirdest pregnancy symptoms. And the amount of people that were saying, like, I pee myself. And I'm like, I have been doing that since, like, 18 years old, guys. That is not a symptom I'm concerned about. I don't think
that's a symptom of pregnancy. Like, is that though?
Some women say they've never peed themselves, and they didn't just start peeing themselves until
they became pregnant. Well, it's because you have something literally weighing on your bladder.
But I have no excuse. I've been doing that for the longest.
Yeah. Tiffany, she stays peeing on herself.
Yeah. Like, I would sneeze and that's it. Pee. And then ever since I got the freaking kidney stone surgery, it's even worse, unfortunately. So when people were telling me that is their embarrassing symptom, I'm like, that's a Tuesday for me.
Many times we've been at my house and we've been drinking or something and she's like, I'm peeing myself. I'd give her a pair of leggings.
No, at the school when we were trying to go to Bryce's thing, and I'm like, it happens all the time. Megan said I need to bring a change of clothes. Yeah, like, bring it back up.
It's gonna be, you're packing the baby diaper bag, pair of clothes for the baby, pair of clothes for Tiffany. Because it gets worse after you give birth. Like,
I don't know how much worse can it get for me. With my kidney stone surgery, I can't even hold it. Like, once I pee, it's full blown. The whole entire freaking pee that's inside me comes out.
Hold that for you. You know, people walk around with like a colostomy bag.
That's what I'm gonna need.
You're gonna need a pee one.
A urine bag.
A urine bag, yeah.
Oh, I love that for me. It doesn't help that I sneeze all the time too, which makes it even worse.
I know, because your allergies.
But yeah, so the poop was very concerning. Just because I know how I am. I am not a small pooper.
Yeah. Unfortunately. What else are you?
I'm trying to think of what we talked about. Concerned with, like, for the pregnancy or concerned for symptoms?
Everything. You could talk about how you think Mike stinks.
Oh, yeah. So we could do the story time on that, because it was a 6-minute clip that I had to cut into a 1-minute clip because I was trying to defend Mike and myself and all these things. So a couple of weeks ago, I've been struggling to be close to Mike. He like wants to cuddle and hug me and I want to throw up. this is plain and simple. And I didn't know what it was. I was like, maybe he's just like, it's not that he's not washing himself enough. I knew he was washing himself enough, but I was like, maybe he's taking quicker showers than he usually does. I don't know. So for a while I was like holding it in and I was like, I don't know like what to say. And I sat him down and
she's like texting me on the side being like, Max stinks.
I didn't know. Like, I felt so, so bad. Cause I was like, one, does he really stink? And I'm just like, who are you? And then that's when I was thinking, I was like, is this a sign when you're like out of love with someone?
She's like, do I need to get a divorce?
Like, you know how people say, like, they're like, oh, I broke up with him, and then he looks completely different now. So then I'm like, man, like, is him stinking like a sign? Like, Tiffany, you're done with him. Like, it's over. And I was like, damn, this really
You got
sucks.
The baby. You can finally leave.
So I, like, sat down with him, and I was like, I'm going to have to tell him the truth, because I honestly, I can't spend another minute with him trying to cuddle with me. And he was like, you keep pushing me away. And I'm like, damn right I am. Like, I have to. And I told him, I was like, I think you just stink. So he went in the shower, took a shower, brushed his teeth, and came out. I was like, that's a little better. And then an hour later, and I was like, oh no, it's back. And I'm like, I don't know what it is. And I'm like, did you put, like, very casually, like, did you forget to put deodorant on? And he's like, no. And I'm like, how much toothpaste did you use?
I want to go check your toothbrush.
I'm like, like, are you washing everywhere? Like, the little lipids? Like, I was like, I don't fucking get it. And I was telling Megan, and I was like, I feel so shitty because he stinks so bad. And Megan's like, yeah, that's completely normal. And I was like, it doesn't feel normal.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about you hated his cologne. And I was like, but it's him.
Yeah, it's him. I hated his cologne. But to be fair, like I said, when I was pregnant with Michael and with Bryce, like, I didn't spend a whole lot of time with either spouse because they were both working. Mike was working, like, three jobs. Travis was working also three jobs. So I didn't really spend a whole lot of time with them. I mean, I did, but, you know, to that extent. So I don't know. I remember his cologne. I couldn't stand the smell of his cologne. So he stopped wearing it and he switched to something else.
I was saying, so you just like the natural scent? Because that's what I've been struggling with lately, is the natural scent.
I couldn't wear perfume myself. Like, I had to switch my deodorant because my sense of smell was, I mean, I'm sure you know, so strong. Like, it would, like, almost, like, burn my nose and it would make me, like, nauseous.
I keep calling it, like, the worst superpower ever because ever. I struggle with speaking too, but that's besides the point. I feel like I could, get up from bed and automatically smell, like, the dogs. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, I smell everything. Like, I could tell what you ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You know what sucks, too, is Travis wears that same cologne, so he had to stop wearing it, too.
Really?
Yep.
No, I actually asked Mike before going to bed if he could please put on some cologne. Because I like the cologne. I can go through, my mom and I went through Bath & Body Works at the mall, and she's like, it's not bothering you? And I'm like, no, like, the scented stuff smells so good to me. I'm like, it's people. Like, people stink.
Their pheromones.
Food stinks. But, like, perfumes, colognes, candles, like, I'm still obsessed with all of that. Have no issues with that. Because she thought I was going to, like, go into Bath & Body Works and, like, throw up.
That would have been me. I couldn't even walk pat and really? Lush. Like, if I went to the mall.
We were at Lush, too. Oh, my God. It smelled like heaven in there.
I could smell. Like, I could walk into the mall and be like, there's a Lush here. Like, really? It was, yeah, it would, like, burn the inside of my nose, all the freaking scents and stuff. Like, I had to switch our laundry detergent to, like, a clean and clear, fragrance-free, like, I could not do smells. Like, it would burn my fucking nose.
That's so crazy. No, I like the nice, clean scents. Like, I put freaking lavender on my pillow, put the candles on, I'm like, oh my God, it smells so much better. Like, if I could walk around with the Bath & Body Works candle in my hand 24/7,
that's what you need to do. You need to get a candle and have your food over here. And then maybe you could eat.
A pretend game.
Yeah. Pumpkin take a big whiff.
Yeah.
And then take a bite.
Cedarwood. Burger. Yeah, it's food. And actually, someone brought it up, which I thought was super cool. They were like, it's hot food that smells the worst. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm eating cold shit all the time. I ate cold soup the other day.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stand the smell of any type of food. Like, anything that would smell nice. We went to Hibachi for Travis's birthday, and I was like, oh, yeah. I hate my fucking life.
That hibachi was good as hell.
And I'm sure the thing is, I'm sure it smells good to everyone else. And I'm sure it's a great smell. But it was just like, I just, no. It just smelled like I was sitting next to a trash can 24/7. And then people were eating it. And I'm like, oh God.
You're like, I'm gonna be sick.
Could not do it. But the next day, leftovers from the fridge, like cold rice, was amazing. 10 out of 10 recommend.
I just got really nauseous. I love that for me.
I love that for you too.
Yee.
So the smells have been very much the struggles, and I thought it was just me. I did the poll to ask people the symptoms, and no one said that they hated their husbands. So I was like, damn, it is just a me thing. But then I went on forums, and pregnancy forums have been the best thing I've ever joined, ever.
They can also be very scary, because remember, everyone has their own experience. Mm-hmm. Just because it happens to someone else doesn't mean it's going to happen to you.
I know. I've seen stories about other things that I'll tell you later. I won't put it on here, because then we have to do a trigger thing. But there was women who were talking about how they would have to hold their breaths to, like, hug and kiss their husbands. And I was in tears. Because I don't have to hold my breath. I mean, we do super quick, like, hugs.
High fives.
I'm not, like, holding my breath. There was women who said that, like, they, on top of being grossed out by their husbands, they were so mad that they would beg their husbands to, like, punch them in the face. And I'm like, what? And some woman's like, I would just bite my husband every time I was angry.
Ew.
Which also, now I get it though, because Mike the last few days have been driving me insane. I was like, I can see why women wanted to punch their husbands now.
I want to punch him too, but that's just a normal thing for me. Travis be getting on my nerves too.
Some lady said she wanted to punch her husband too. She's like, but I'm not even pregnant.
That's me. Did I comment that? My husband's got me on a strict budget and I'm very salty about it. I'm very upset.
He sat her down. What was it, the thing that you said? He put you on house arrest?
Or yeah, I feel like I'm on freaking grounded. Like, he's got, like, alerts on my credit card and stuff, because he says I just spend too much money, and I'm like, yeah, I do.
But it was the, after telling him about the pumpkin pillows, you're like, I'm not going to want anything after this.
I know. He's like, okay, so now it's pumpkin. Okay, so I really want these Sherpa pillows. Okay, they're so adorable. They were all over TikTok.
They're not regular pillows.
They're shaped like pumpkins, and they're super soft. They're super cute. They would look amazing on my couch, because I want to get the cream ones. And I've been looking everywhere for them. I checked Home Goods, I checked Marshalls, I checked TJ Maxx, everywhere. And they're all gone. Like, everyone's been buying those pillows. So I found them at Joann's yesterday. I've been searching high and low, y'all. I've been looking on Amazon, like, everywhere for these damn pillows. They were $24 a piece. Okay. And I went through my closet and I went to the boys' closet and I sold some stuff. Grant and I only got $30.
She made a whole whopping $30.
I know, I got $30. I still have a whole bunch of stuff, so I'm going to attempt to sell some more, maybe, like, down south by me. But, so I found the fucking pillows, and they were on sale for $10 a piece. It was $24 for one. I found them on Shein for $10 a piece. Is the quality good? I don't know, but I'm so desperate at this point, because I, now that I can't spend money, that's all I think about.
Is wanting to spend money.
I never wanted to spend money more now than I'm not allowed to. So I told him, I was like, I'm going to get them. I was like, I made $30 with selling my stuff. So I'm going to buy three of these pillows. And I was like, either you can, I'm going to buy them now, or I'll wait till next year when they're full price. And he was just like, I have to go.
What killed me was when you were like, I'm not going to want anything after this.
No, that's what he said. He was like, so now it's pumpkin pills. What's it going to be tomorrow? And I was like, I don't want anything else.
And I'm over here sitting in the corner dying because I'm like, Christmas is coming.
Christmas, the thing with Christmas is...
They're going to come out with Christmas, like, tree-looking pillows, and you're going to be like...
No! You know what they had? They had gingerbread ones. They were like,
that actually is really cute.
I know, and I'm like, damn, I gotta go get it! It was at Joann's, too. But, damn.
Damn, I gotta go to Joann's, and I don't think I've been there in a minute.
The only reason I saw them, because they had the pumpkin pillows outside, like, in the little crates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, damn, those are cute as hell. I would have never known.
You went there after Cheapskate?
Yeah! Yeah, I did. But, so, I don't know, whatever. So, I was decorating for Christmas, like, years before I started decorating for fall. So, I have a lot more Christmas stuff than I do fall stuff. I just started, like, my collecting fall stuff. You know, I buy a little bit each year, mostly after it's already passed and all the stuff's on clearance. I buy stuff, and then the next year I put that stuff out, and then when stuff goes on clearance again, I buy more. So... I do need more fall stuff because I'm still collecting shit.
Yeah.
My Christmas stuff, I'm not so worried about. I mean, I might get those gingerbread pillows, we'll see, but I'm pretty good on Christmas. Like, I can't really decorate my tree anymore because the cats fucking destroy it.
And it looks like Christmas threw up at your house.
Anyways. Yeah, I have too many themes. I would like to maybe go through my Christmas stuff this year and kind of get rid of some stuff, especially, you know, I still have stuff from when Mike and I were married that was just cute, but it just doesn't matter. I want to get down to a theme. Like, eventually when you sell your plaid stuff, I might just buy that.
I know, I bought a whole black collection that Megan's waiting, because I said,
well, one I year, have half of it. Like, I bought half the stuff, too, but you have the full collection.
I do. And... I have the full collection. I said 1 year that if we ever had a kid, I wanted to do a pink-themed.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, it needed to be a girl, unfortunately. I didn't have a boy-themed in mind. And now that we do, I do want to do a pink thing next year. But Mike says if I want pink stuff, I have to sell the rest of myself. But I got a buyer!
Possibly.
Who needs to be not grounded?
Possibly.
I was going to be so pissed. I know. Be like, you went from shopping at stores. You're shopping at Tiffany's now.
I know. I'm like, I saved some money. I don't know. I got to see.
She's so desperate. She's buying Tiffany's stuff.
There's no receipt and there's no money trail.
That's the best way, though. He's like, how did you get all this shit?
He's like, this is a lot more than I remember last year. But you know what will help me, too, is it's the same fucking theme.
It is.
Like, I already have half the stuff that she has. I would just have duplicate.
And they no longer sell it in stores, so he can check all he wants. You didn't go to the store and buy it.
Technically. I love loopholes, man. That's what I'm going to have to do. So you have to let me know when you sell that, because...
He's going to be shocked as hell.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember all this. And you should be like, I didn't get it from the store.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go shopping on, like, the black market or something.
She got desperate.
For real. Anyway, so that's what my life's been going on. Got a fucking UTI and I got grounded. Like, he literally has an alert on our credit card. And he's like, what did you spend $49 on? And I'm like, I feel like a teenager.
Girl, I hate those. Mike texts me. Like, I don't even have the receipt in my hand yet.
I know.
Mike is like, what'd you spend $11.69 on?
Like, I know. That's what he's doing to me. I'm like, I've never. But granted, has my spending kind of gotten out of control? Yes. But you have to spend money to make money. And I work on Amazon. Like, what do you want me to do? I literally, that's literally my job. That's what I tell myself, at least.
Have I been on it? From fucking Amazon.
They sell them on Amazon.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is that the $24 ones?
They're $20 on Amazon. That's the exact same one. Because a lot of the stuff from Shein, people buy from Shein and they resell it on Amazon. Yeah.
I try to think of all the other weird pregnancy symptoms. I had a couple that I saw that other people were saying. I was like, oh my God, that is really weird. But I forget them. That whole forgetfulness is working overtime in my fucking head.
Can we talk about for a second, just because I wanted to mention this in this podcast, because I thought it was funny. We were kind of talking about it beforehand, how we put up a thing. I put up something saying, like, what are some things that you thought was, like, a waste of money? And then I did, you know, Tiffany, we were supposed to go to the pregnancy expo. I couldn't go because, one, Michael was sick, and two, my UTI just makes me incredibly nauseous with these antibiotics, like I'm feeling right now. It's the worst. I feel like I'm gonna throw up. But I put on there, what are some things that you must have? And the comments, guys, you guys are ruthless. I fucking can't. A father.
A stable home.
A happy home.
I was dying.
Like, what? Obviously, I'm talking like...
That you can buy on Amazon. Used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what swaddles. You needed was a die hard, I couldn't have had a kid without this product type of thing.
Y'all were ruthless. Not divorced parents.
I know. I was going down the list and I was like, are you serious? Just like passing through. It was funny though, because on that other one that you said, what was a waste of money? Some guy was like, the mother.
He bought her?
I don't know. I ended up blocking him because he seemed like a very negative person. But I was like, damn, like, who hurt you?
I know. I've been blocking a lot of people. There's a lot of stupid fucking people on Facebook.
I know. I went to the... blocking them. So many times. I can't stand people. I went to the Prego Expo on Sunday with Mike and my mom. And I don't know if the Prego Expo is meant for, like, women who are, like, just about to pop or maybe have already had kids. There was a lot, like, that was geared towards, like, your second kid, your third kid. Like, the strollers I was telling you. There were strollers to hold multiple kids. There was things that there was, like, you can hold a baby in a stroller and then do this with your toddler that I was, like, doesn't really apply to me because I only have one child.
Mm-hmm.
But I was definitely very overwhelmed and lost because people were asking me, like, what are the must-haves on your registry that you, like, want to find at the Prego Expo and stuff like that. And I don't know how to tell people, like, I don't know what I need. Like, we were at the OBGYN appointment, my first one that, like, just to confirm the pregnancy. And the doctor was talking about, like, Lamaze classes and classes to take before birth. And I'm like, what is that? And Mike and her are looking at me. I never
took a Lamaze class.
They're both like, you don't know what that is? And I'm like, I have never given birth. Do you think I just searched the shit up for fun of, like, what I should be doing? I'm like, I have no idea. Don't know, like, what you need. Don't know, like, what's a must-have. Yeah, like, I don't know anything. Like,
are you reading your book or, like, reading your app every day?
No.
That helps you a lot, girl. I'm telling you. We'll read it together.
The app did tell me. I mean, it tells me, like, it's pretty spot on with my symptoms. Like I was telling you, it's like, you're going to have more sinus issues, and then explained why. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going through tissue boxes like every 3 days, especially for someone who already has sinus issues. Mm-hmm. So it's been really good with the symptoms, telling me what to expect for my body. But like, what to, like, they were like must haves for labor and delivery. They're like, do you know what you're going to pack in your labor and delivery bag?
You
and
have I'm time. Like, that's like the whole
I
thing.
I don't know.
Like, those ladies that were there, like, I called it, and I was like, you know, is everyone there pretty much, like, ready to pop, like, big? Mm-hmm. Like, you said you were the smallest one mm-hmm. there. Those ladies, they're thinking about those things. You're not thinking about those things yet. You have literally months.
Yeah.
You have, like, 4 months, five months to think about that. Like, you've got time. And your app will, you know, help you think about that. Like, you don't even need to think about it. I didn't pack either one of my bags until I was, like 9 months pregnant.
I love that. I didn't even know, like, I know you're supposed to pack a bag because I've seen it, like, on Grey's Anatomy and then I won't people walk in with bags, but, like, I didn't know, like, what are must-haves to have, like, in there. People are saying, like, oh, the question the lady was asking, she's like, what type of mom are you going to be? And I was like,
I guess I'll figure it out.
She's like, are you going to be, like, an environmentalist mom, a minimalist mom, a practical mom? And there was, like, a fourth mom. And I was like, I don't fucking know. I was like, I have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
She's like, what type of bottles do you prefer to use? And I'm like, I just found out that there was, like, you told me about the holes in the nipples of the bottles. I'm like, I did not, before I was pregnant, do any research about what a pregnant person might need to know because I wasn't pregnant. So I didn't look up any of that shit.
I promise you, like, you'll be fine. Like, I didn't either. And, like, I wasn't close with my mom when I was pregnant with Michael. Like, I didn't really, it was just Mike and I, like, literally. Yeah. Like, I was somewhat close with my dad, but I told you, like, me and my dad didn't get super close until after I had my kids. Mm-hmm. So, you know how I found out about the nipple thing? I went and bought bottles from Target, the Aveeno, whatever, the Advent or whatever. I bought the wrong one, and Michael wasn't eating. Uh-huh. So, or it was going too fast, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why is this happening? And then I saw it on the box. It said 3 to 6 months or whatever, and I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, was he, like, a baby?
Yeah, he was, like, a newborn. And okay. I'm like, oh, shit. So Mike and I took our ass to fucking Target, and we looked, and we figured it out. Oh, this makes sense. Yeah. Same thing with pacifiers. Like, the pacifiers we were given at our baby shower, like, no one bought us newborn ones. And I didn't know.
Yeah, you were, when you were telling me to look to make sure that it was. I didn't even know that there was, like, a, like, tiered system.
You're going to figure it out. Like, you're a smart girl. You'll be all right. You don't need to spend, like, hours and hours and hours researching. Like, a lot of the stuff is self-explanatory. It has ages on there, like diapers, like the things that you, okay, well, can my baby fit in this? Like, girl, let me tell you, Mike is an idiot. So Michael was a little baby. This is how dumb we both were. Okay, so we went to Target to buy some stuff after Michael was born, and the kid could he couldn't, like, hold himself up yet. Like, he wasn't able to sit up yet. And he could hold his head up, but, you know, like, he wasn't, he couldn't sit up on his own. Like, I think he must have been around, like, 3 months. Girl, we put him in one of those.
In the car seat?
Mike took one of those display bouncer things where they can, like, turn and, like, they have, like, all the toys around them. And he put Michael in there.
He just slipped over?
Michael fell over and hit his head. It's not funny. But I'm like, oh, my God. And Michael's, crying. And Mike's, like, freaking out because he took the display down.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, my God. It turns out Michael can't get one of those yet. Like, we didn't know. Yeah. You know, like. So you'll figure it out. Like, the amount of times I hit that poor kid's head turning the corner.
Yeah.
Getting out of the car. Like, my kids are fine.
They're fine-ish.
They're fine. But you'll figure it out. And then the next time you're pregnant, like, it's going to be like a walk in the park.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Because people were saying, I mean, the lady was saying how, like, a lot of first-time moms get unnecessary items in their registry because they're trying to get everything and everything. But she said to do that because she's like, I guess what works for one baby may not work for another. Yeah. So, like, don't not try it just because your baby doesn't like it or someone else told you that their baby didn't like it. So I was like, okay. And then they were like, well, what are some must things that, like, you want to do? And, like, are you wanting to baby wear all the time? Are you wanting to do this and that? And I'm like, no fucking
baby wearing was amazing. Travis did it a lot more than I did. He would walk around all the time.
Just wearing the baby.
Travis would be in the garage, and you could see, like, Bryce and Travis have that sweet blood with the mosquitoes or whatever. I have tons of pictures. Probably not the best. Bryce. Again, broken Bryce. Yeah, he's got, like, bite marks from, like, mosquitoes. Because Travis would just wear him, like, in the garage.
Yeah. That poor little baby. He's already chunky as it is. You're adding those little extra inches.
Yeah, Travis would just put him in the little baby thing and just walk around for hours with them. I didn't do that. I just, like, carried him, or I would walk him in the chair, but on the little bounce, I'd have my foot going. Bop, 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 bop,
I love that. That's the one thing that I think I need to put in the registry. You were talking about it, but when I Googled bouncer, something else came up, and I was like,
no, I think it's called, like, a bouncing chair or something. That thing saved my life, girl. For Bryce, oh my God. That was amazing. It was so light. I could take it anywhere. Mm-hmm. I could bring it to work with me, and I could just bounce my foot on it, and he would just bounce.
He fell asleep in there. It's automatic now.
Girl, I wouldn't worry. It had to be like it had to be a certain
speed. I didn't see it, but I did. I mean, I didn't see it, like, in person, but they said it's automatic now. It has 3 different settings, and I think it, like, does this and it does swaying. That someone was talking about it, and then they were, like, making a joke on the seminar thing, because a lot of people were there with their parents, and they were like, the old way, like, versus the new way, with, like, all the parents saying, like, you don't need that, this is how I did it. And they're like, there's just so many things. They had strollers that are automatic that just, like, sway back and forth, so you don't have to be swaying the stroller back and forth. You could be at a restaurant eating and go on your phone and press the app, and then the stroller sways back and forth by itself.
That's so crazy.
I was amazed. My mom was like, that's genius, because my mom said she used to have to do that all the time to get my brother to show up. And the stroller does it by itself now.
See, that's so crazy.
Everything's like automated. You don't have to take care of your kid.
And you can work it from your phone. That is so crazy.
You can, like, connect the camera to, like, watch the baby in the stroller, so you can just still enjoy your food and not physically have to get up and take care of the baby.
Yeah, I remember with Michael, just the difference between, like, Michael and Bryce and, like, all the different things they had. Like, I can't even imagine, you know, like, what's going to happen for your baby. Like, I remember we had the the cameras that we have for Bryce that are still around my house now. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was crazy that I could look on my phone anywhere. Like, the one we had for Michael, it was one camera, and I think it had night vision. I'm not sure. But it came with a specific monitor. Like, it wouldn't hook up to your phone.
And you had you have to take the monitor everywhere. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which I thought was crazy, too, because my parents didn't have that.
Yeah.
But this one I can, like, literally talk to. I can move the camera all up and down. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, everyone does it by the phone now. Like, when I look through the registry, they don't really have, the baby cameras with monitors anymore. All of it's usually through a phone at this point. You just put an app and now you could just see it like that.
What a time to be alive.
Even the car thing, people were posting that on your segment or your little post thingy, saying that to buy the camera mirror that you attach it to your baby with in the back seat, you don't have to turn to look at your baby or look at the rearview mirror. You have the camera on your dash and it sees the baby.
That's so crazy.
So you're not like looking back or staring. It's a camera and you can just see it and you're still focusing on the road. Everyone was like, you need to get that. That is like the smartest thing. They were like, that's my number one like present that I buy at every single baby shower that I go to.
That is so crazy.
It's just, it makes so much sense. Like, you don't have to panic. You don't have to constantly look or, like, freak out. You just, like, stare at the baby.
Yeah, I've never really freaked out, though, because the baby was usually asleep in the car.
I love that.
But it would have still been nice.
Yeah.
And
they're super cheap. They're, like, $30. Buy them for one for every car.
Yeah. They're only $30?
They're only $30. Like, I thought they were going to be super expensive when I was looking
at them. I need to get one for the boys in the back seat when they're fighting. So I can see. I saw that.
No more guessing of who you need to throw your hand at anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to get one for the boys.
No, for real. It makes so much more sense. That was another thing that someone suggested that I thought was super cool. And just, like, looking at all the stuff and trying to figure out. I mean, everything's freaking automated now. Even the damn bassinets were, like, moving bassinets. That. And I was like,
they had, like, the swaying bassinets and stuff when I was pregnant. But because I knew, like, it is very true. Like, the stuff that you buy as a first-time mom versus a second-time mom, like, you know. Like, like I said, putting the bottles in the dishwasher. Like, you don't need. I mean, maybe for, like, the first couple months, like, I was hand-washing everything with, like, a dye-free detergent and, like, all this stuff. But, like, girl, by, like, month 6, less than that, probably, I was putting that shit, the dishwasher sanitizes it, and we're all fine. Like, this, my whole thing was, like, when you're starting to feed your babies baby food, right, you put their little spoons in the dishwasher, so it's okay for their spoon to go in the dishwasher, but it's not okay for their bottle to go in the dishwasher.
I just thought that maybe the bottle, like, shrinks, like, what happened to your cup things? Like, that's why people didn't put it in the dishwasher.
No, they say that, you know,
or they're waiting until the dishwasher gets full, and you, like, the bottle quickly, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not, no, they say that, like, you have to use, like, a specific soap, and you have to do all this. And I'm like,
that's another
thing. Do you really, though? Because, like, my mom says, do you sanitize your nipple every single time you put the baby on it? Because there's bacteria and stuff on your body. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
You threw me off for a second because I was like, do you have to do that?
No.
Is that something I need to be doing?
I don't know. I think people are just.
My mom was telling me, she's like, don't forget to put on the registry detergent. And I was like, why do I need detergent? She's like, you need to get baby safe detergent. And I'm like, is it the detergent that I have now not baby safe?
No, I mean, they have a brand called, like, Draft. You don't have to get Draft. I used the, like I said, the dye-free, chemical-free. I think Tide has a brand, the clear and free or whatever.
I think it's, like, non-scented, which mine is scented because, I mean, I cannot have.
You have very sensitive skin, and I would definitely get some kind of dye-free thing for you just because the baby might have sensitive skin like you do. But again, like, you have to wash your own clothes in it, too, because it might be. Yeah. At least in the beginning when you're holding the baby, like, you're doing skin to skin or whatever, because it could, if you wash your clothes with it, it's no different from the baby's getting close getting washed in it.
I didn't think about that either.
But just for, like, the first couple months until their skin kind of thickens up a little bit, but then it's fine. I was washing all my shit together.
I didn't know any of that. So that's going to be great. It's going to be the first month. I don't know what I'm doing.
Neither did I, girl, and you will survive. I promise you. You're going to hear your baby cry. It's one of three things. Well, it could be other things too, but check the poop, no pee, check if they're hungry, and they might be tired. They cry for everything. They can't speak, so they cry because they're tired. They cry because, you know, they want to be picked up. They, you know, they're bored. Entertain me, peasant.
I love that. Entertain me, peasant.
The first 3 months, girl, you're just trying to survive, and then they start doing cute shit, like smiling, and then the best is when they can use their hands.
Yeah.
when they get control over those hands, I mean, it's also the best and the worst.
Because I've had babies pull my hair, and it's like superhuman strength. They do. And you have to be so gentle. Because one, like, have you ever had your hair, like, stick into your skin? Like, it hurts.
I've had my hair pulled quite a few times by baby. And they have, like, Hercules strength.
You have to, like, casually, like, be, like, very gentle to not hurt their fingers. But, like, let the fuck go of my hair.
Yeah. What I found helps, if you can, like, wedge your finger, like, so, you know, they're like this. And you, like, push. They're like, ah.
I love that.
You, like, if they're, like, holding on like this, you, like, wedge your, and they, like, let go. A little mom hack for you there.
A little noise that you make. We're gonna test that. We're gonna put the baby in your hair, and they're gonna do a live demonstration over here.
I did it with Brooks. I did it with that kid.
Funny. Yeah, I've had my hair pulled, my earrings pulled, and like,
oh,
my
yeah, the earring is the worst. I have to remember not to wear earrings. That's a whole thing, because the baby will, they will latch on. They'll take your glasses. Look, I can't see, baby. I'm blind. Baby, no.
Yeah. No, my favorite part is going to be, because remember I told you that one time I was holding that lady's baby, and I guess because the baby was breastfed, she kept trying to put my titty down to hand over the baby to you, and she's going to be like,
see my big old boobies. I'll be like, ma'am.
She's going to be like, this has extra milk.
Yeah, nope, no milk in there.
No, that's a fun little game. Have to be like, casually be like, let it go. Stop touching the tit. It's not you.
Yeah, the best time is when they know how to sit up on their own. Like, they can sit up, they can use their hands, so if they drop something, they can grab it themselves, but they're not crawling yet.
Yeah.
Because they stay, like, right where you put them. They can entertain themselves a little bit. You just, like, surround them with toys. They're alert. They're smiling. They're, you know, like, happy.
A little more capable.
Usually, yeah, they're crying because of something that you can figure out a little bit more. Did you know that babies' cries tell you, like, what they need?
What do you mean?
There's different cries that your baby will do, like different frequencies and pitches and stuff.
They got freaking AI that's trying to figure that out now, that you can use an app to figure out why your baby's crying.
I love that.
I don't know if it's accurate or not. Obviously, I don't have a baby to test it out on. But I thought that was very interesting, that I'm like, you're just going to have people being like, what is it? What is it?
Can you cry again into the mic, please? I didn't get that.
Like Shazam. Everyone be quiet so the phone can get it.
That's so crazy. I don't think I ever deciphered the whole, I've read about it, but I don't think I ever really deciphered, like, the hungry, I would just always assume that Bryce was hungry.
I mean, they probably sound similar to you, but they are probably, like, a little bit, like, pitches are, like, slightly different, but, like, how
the same thing with, like, cat meows. Like, it's, like, the same thing. Like, I can tell with Milo, because I'm a cat mom, which one is, like, mom, sit down and pet me, and then mom, it's treat time.
I love that.
Two very distinctive
mom,
meows.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, babies, girl, it's not as hard. The Lamaze class, if you want to take a Lamaze class, do it. I didn't take a Lamaze class. It's not that, I mean, it is hard to push, but I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. You just push. Listen to the doctor.
I've been pushing for years.
You push, they'll tell you, they'll do a couple practice pushes. You do get a practice, and they'll be like, you know, this is how you do it. Push more like you're taking a shit.
But are you practicing before or after that epidural? Because you said you're not feeling it during the epidural.
I practice after the epidural.
So you still don't fucking feel shit to know.
Well, yeah, that's how you know. Like, if I want more or less or whatever.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Gotcha.
They'll have their finger in there to feel for a contraction, and they'll have you push. And then, you know, they'll be like, okay, she's ready to go. And then, they'll get everything in. And for me, with Michael, I was in labor for 13 hours. And that was horrible. And then with Bryce, I was in labor all day, but I didn't know I was in labor. At the hospital, I was in active labor, like, by the time I got my thing, for maybe like 10 minutes. Like, I did 3 pushes.
Really?
And I did a practice push, and they were like, okay, stop! Because the doctor wasn't in there, it was the nurse. So she's like, don't push anymore! And I was like, okay! That's so I went in there, 3 fucking pushes, and the baby was out. It was great.
Speedy Gonzalez, just like he is to this day.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely scary, because I definitely thought I was going to have him on, like, the side of the road. But honestly, I would prefer doing it the way that I did with Bryce, like, waiting, than going super early like I did with Michael. I think I went with Michael and I was, like, 2.5 centimeters dilated. And I was there for 13 hours. And the point that, like, they almost sent me home.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they didn't. Like, I fought to be there because, you know, I would have had him at home because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Much easier with Bryce, just to get there to push instead of hanging out the fuck, because it'll feed you.
You said you can't eat.
Yeah, like, I had a smoothie. I didn't know that you couldn't eat. So I had a smoothie from Tropical Smoothie, because I'm telling you, I was so early, like, my water broke. You know, I took a shower, I shaved my vag, like, it was great. I got a smoothie.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really feeling any contractions. And I went to the hospital just because I was nervous, you know, and I thought that that's how it was supposed to be with Bryce. I was feeling all kinds of contractions. I was like, ugh. We were timing them. They were coming. Like, Travis was to the point where he was like, you're going to have another contraction. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I feel, like, it was crazy. So at the hospital, like, you know, she was like, we're going to probably have to send you home, blah, blah, blah. She's like, if you don't start dilating. Luckily, I was dilating, but it was, like, a very slow. I mean, it was constant, but it was very slow. Yeah. And they had me, like, doing laps around the hospital, walking. And, ugh. It wasn't until I was, like, I think it was, like, 4.5, 5 centimeters that they gave me the epidural. And then I just had to fucking wait for hours, not being able to feel my legs, like, yeah, just laying in bed. And they would, like, have to roll me over. And, oh, it was terrible.
I love that.
I was, like, so alone. Mike was, like, so bored. Like, he kept hanging out with my family in the waiting room. And I was just kind of by myself. And I'm just like, okay, like, where's my husband? I might be going into labor soon. Nope, girl, was not soon. My whole family was there, too.
Really?
My dad, my aunt, my stepmom, like, everyone was there. And then they all fucking waited 13 hours.
Really?
My dad left because my little brother Chris was with us, and he had to take Sunday was our drop off days. He was still going back and forth from my mom and my dad's, so he had to drive Chris to Spring Hill, drove back, and I was still not any closer to fucking
labor. I love that.
It was the worst.
That's gonna be very interesting.
I know. I'm excited to see.
I mean, at least we're close enough to both houses, to your houses and the boys' school, that you can pick up the kids, mm-hmm, get food, walk around, take a nap.
Yeah, you just gotta, like, just know the difference between a Braxton Hicks and a contraction.
I love that, especially when she's saying that I'm already getting those things already.
It's, yeah,
great.
Yep.
So I love that for me.
The contractions are just like Braxton Hicks, except
painful.
They get, well, sometimes Braxton Hicks can feel a little uncomfortable, but the main difference is they're consistent. They get closer in time for a consistent amount of time, and they get progressively more painful.
Oh, I love that for me.
That is a motherfucking contraction. Okay. And it is horrible.
Yay. Looking forward in the next 4 months. 4 months, 5 months.
Mm-hmm. I'll never forget. I waited, and when I got to the hospital with Bryce, I was already, like, 8.5 centimeters dilated. Like, I was almost
ready to go. Yeah.
And I remember hobbling. Mind you, I was so nauseous.
From the contractions?
Yeah, I was so nauseous, and I had such a bad headache. I was like, I need to get something. So I'm hobbling. I stopped by fucking CVS. I didn't know how far along I was. I thought, again, like, I couldn't remember what it was like to have contractions with Michael, and I didn't want to be at the hospital for 13 hours again. So I'm, like, in there, and I'm in CVH. I was like, you're gonna have a fucking contraction. I'm in there. I think I got something for nausea or heartburn or something, and I took it. And I'm, like, on my way to the hospital, and I'm, like, hobbling, and I'm having a contraction. This fucking old couple walked by me, and they're like, oh my god, she's having a contraction. And I'm
like, it's like a cute little thing.
They're like, yeah, you look like you're about to give birth. Congratulations. And I'm like, you
I'm about to give birth right here in front of you.
Yeah, because Travis had to, like, drop me off. But the way they were, like, doing construction or something. So you still had to, like, walk a little bit. Or no, Travis asked me. He's like, do we need to drop you off at the front? And I was still in denial. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I can walk. So I'm like, oh my god, she's having a contraction. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I love that. So supportive.
Yeah, I was in, like, such... The contractions were horrible, but, I mean, like, as soon as they stopped, like, I was fine. Like I said, like, I talked to Michael on the phone, and the nurse, when she was, like, triaging me and checking me in, like, she thought that I was gonna have to be sent home, too.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard you on the phone talking to whoever you were talking to. She's like, you did not sound like a lady in labor.
Yeah.
And I was like... And then she checked me, and she was like, oh, my God, did you want the epidural? And I'm like, yeah, why? And she's like, you need to get one right now! And I'm like, oh, shit.
I love that. Because you were almost done with it.
That's the baby out. I felt so fine. And I think it's because, like, when I was in really crazy active labor with Michael, I was already on the epidural. So I didn't know what it felt like.
Yeah.
So with Bryce, I just did not want to be there for 13 hours. And I waited as long as I possibly could. I just didn't want to be sent home.
Oh, I love that.
I almost went to work that day. My boss was like,
I mean, at least you had a doctor technically there who could help you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was supposed to have a C-section that Monday. It was a Wednesday, and I was in some pain. So I told my boss, I was like, I'm in a lot of pain, and I'm really nauseous, and yeah. think I'm just going to have to call out. And he was like, we've been trying to get you to leave. He's like, I love you're 9.5 months pregnant.
Yeah, you might as well go. Why are you still living here?
I know. He's like, it's okay, just go. And I ended up giving birth later that day, so.
I love that.
Yep. It was great.
Should have gone into a Starbucks, given birth, and have free Starbucks for life.
Girl, I couldn't handle, I was in so much pain, I couldn't handle it. I could not do it without an epidural. My girl, it was, giving birth is horrible.
Oh, I've been hearing. I was telling
with Mike. With the epidural, it's fine, but.
I was telling Mike, and I was like, I feel like when I said, like, I wanted a baby and was, like, super excited about it, I was like, I think I was excited for, like March and on.
Like having the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, once the baby, like, if I could have FedEx the baby here, great. That would have been awesome type of thing. But the process of incubating it has been.
Interesting. You got a long way to go still, so. It gets better, I promise.
I told him, I was like, so if I ever complain that someone's like, you wanted this, I'm like, I wanted the baby. I didn't want the process.
It gets better when you start to feel the baby and you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And then it gets very annoying because then you're like, okay, I'm fucking over this baby. Yeah. Like, stop moving. And then they never stop moving, so it's great.
Waiting for the process and people are like, food's going to be so amazing for you. And I'm like, what? They're like, your taste buds are going to be heightened. You're going to love food. And I'm like,
how far along you know? 15 weeks?
16 weeks now.
16?
And I don't freaking like food.
You will. I don't know. I never had a girl, so I don't know if it's different, but.
I don't know either. I like chocolate milk. Like, I like
chocolate milk. She's slaying the chocolate milk.
Like ice cream. I don't like actual good food. I don't think.
So you're 16 weeks. So you're 4 months?
I think so.
Girl, last time we tried to do math on here, and it was so embarrassing.
I think it is.
Watching it back. 16 weeks is 4 months.
Yeah, 4 months.
Yeah, so that's great. You only got 5 left.
Yay!
You're almost at the halfway point.
Everyone was telling me, like, it's gonna go by so fast. And I'm like, it doesn't feel like it.
You will. Around Thanksgiving and stuff, you'll be fine.
Girl, I hope that would be so. Thanksgiving's around the corner. That would be so
I can't
bad.
Believe it. Oh my God. I can't believe that. It's already.
I know, I'm so excited.
That time. But anyway, so we're gonna cut this one short because I have to pee, to be honest.
I know that.
So we will see you in the next one.
Yes.
All right. Bye.